Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Deb Fortin with The Submarine Way. I'm with John Vincent today, and we are talking about The Submarine Way, our book, out December 1st. Very exciting. We're starting to get all the pieces pulled together. Got the dust jacket and the final edit, and it is ready to go, the audio version anyway, November 15th, and then the book out December 1st. So one of our conversations over the last couple days has been about how timely this book is. For a variety of different reasons, John.
Yeah, I listen to about 10 minutes of news a day. It's pretty much all I can stand. I get depressed or angry depending on my mood. And it has amazed me just this week, just little tidbits. I turned on the news the other day, and it was General Mattis at the commencement or at West Point talking about the power of unity. And not on the battlefield. There's no life or death going on at West Point. They're college students. But when you look at how they interact, when you look at how they operate, focused, he used the word unity, Submarine Way, Deb, as you know, we use the word mission. But that focus, and it was like, there it is. There's a huge piece of it. And then the next day I turned on the television, and it was a rerun of Oprah Winfrey's, I think, very first episode with 60 Minutes. She's joined 60 Minutes. And guess what she's doing? Diversity. It's called, I think the episode was called Divided, Deb. And it was a panel discussion. I had six or seven President Trump supporters, six or seven people that didn't vote for Trump. And the premise of it, from her point of view, was when you get people together, even with really divergent views, and you're willing to listen a little bit, it starts to break down walls. Again, kind of a central pillar of the Submarine Way. And it was like, well, there it is again. Turn on the news the day after that, and I'm not exaggerating here. This is, I'm just getting my little sample of news every day. Next day, Milwaukee Police Department taking a whole new look, and we've talked about this. We've had Eric McCant, a police officer in Georgia, on our show, but a new way of looking at community policing. And one of the instructors was talking about, we've always tried to tell these guys that you have to get past your biases. You have to basically, you know, get rid of your biases. And the fact is we have biases, and it's what you do about it. Not really getting rid of it. And I'm once again going, that's almost word for word out of the book. And then the next day, Megyn Kelly, in an article in Time magazine, is talking about there's really not an advocate for people in an organization. I mean, HR's first commitment, they're not bad people, they're good people, but their first commitment's to the company, not to the employee.
So related to that, we're really talking about the harassment issues that are in the news today, correct?
Correct. The harassment issues is what she was specifically talking about, and said that it would serve organizations well if they had somebody that had authority but clearly was an advocate. And she's describing what we describe in the Submarine Way, the ombudsman, the Navy ombudsman, also on submarines. So my takeaway, Deb, was it's like there's pieces of the Submarine Way everywhere in the headlines, but
there's only one source for the completed package.
There's only one source for the completed package with the bow around it. So it was exciting, but also a little bit intimidating that it's so timely. And I'll be honest, part of me is almost a little guilty that it's so necessary, but at least there's an alternative. But so that was fascinating to me.
So, you know, I think it is extremely necessary today, but the question I ask myself is, if we had communicated the system earlier, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, would we be where we are as a society today? I think the Submarine Way system, and it's a five-part system, all of it will be revealed very soon, November 15th when the audiobook comes out. But it talks about five parts of a system with anchors of the system. Yes, it's a little nautical humor that we write about in the book that's used on submarines. So if you go from submarine to submarine, you have inclusion of the individuals through this five-part system. Well, John and I, John directly familiar with this, has used it in businesses. I indirectly have used it, actually directly, but not really understanding the pieces of the system as they're used on a submarine until we pulled these all together. And actually, I pulled these out of John's head and wrote this book. These five parts of the submarine waste system will help organizations, communities, and churches be more inclusive. In fact, some of the early reader feedback has been, this will not fail. This system will absolutely work in society. So, again, it just makes me wonder, what would it have been like if this system had been out and communicated broadly 10 or 15 years ago? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are, this has worked in submarines for many, many years, certainly decades. And, you know, not, it's probably worked in many other branches of service, you know, for more than 200 years. My thoughts are twofold. First of all, people had the courage to do it. It would change things. I think the biggest problem that people have with it, and I hear this all the time, you know, if you're in the military, it's easy. It's life or death. So, of course, people are going to work together. Of course, you're going to have each other's back. Or the other low-hanging fruit, well, you have to do it. It's the military. You have to do what you've been told. And for those of you that have not served, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. People disobey orders all the time. People find ways to work around jerks that they report to. Newsflash. And when someone gets sick and tired of the way they're treated – and they feel abused, depending on the level of it. I mean, think about it. It's one thing when an employee quits on Friday afternoon. It's quite another when you have a squad that quits on you in the middle of a jungle. So this whole premise that this is somehow only something that can work in the military but can't work in greater society, it's just bunk. So the answer to your question, Deb, do I think it would make a difference? I think it would make a difference if people can move past their misconceptions that the military is this easy place to lead and get things done because you just threaten people, which is absurd, frankly.
Well, you would actually, you could extrapolate that that would be true in the business world too, because you're holding people's paychecks.
Right.
Ransom if you don't get them to do what you want them to do, but it that couldn't be further from how to keep people's minds and hearts engaged and how to get the best out of them. So I don't think that works in either environment, either in the military or in the business world or in the community either. Or there wouldn't be a million books on leadership, right? Because leadership is, leadership is one of the keys to making sure that you get things done, along with a systematized our five-part system really, along with leadership, helps you get things done and get them done effectively and keep people engaged. So,
why are there 30,000 books on leadership, Deb? Oh, by the way, spoiler alert: Leadership is an Art. Max Dupree. I think it was written in 1989 or 1990. Take a half hour because that's about all it takes to read. In this person's opinion, it is the absolute textbook way leadership really works in the real world. If you really want to have a positive effect on your environment and on the people that you're leading, just read that. And you can probably do just fine not reading the other 10,000 books, largely written by people, by the way, that have never led anybody, which
Although
is a whole different topic.
There's a very interesting chapter, actually two chapters on leadership in the submarine way, because, again, leadership is an anchor to the system that exists. One of the chapters written by Captain Brad McDonald, who John served with, it's a very interesting read if you'd like to read that.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't saying don't read The Submarine Way.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know.
I was just laughing because I think you hit a salient point. Why are there 10,000 books on leadership if it's simple enough to just yell at somebody and get them to do things?
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for joining us today. Hopefully you've learned a little bit more about the Submarine Way and the Submarine Way system. And we look forward to having you join us in future podcasts, seeing us on LinkedIn. We have a Facebook page and we have a website out there. We're going to be adding speakers to the speaker page coming up pretty quickly, and we will be adding some experiential training over the next month or two so that we can actually help organizations build experiential training using the Submarine Way as the system in their organization. It'll be a very, very effective approach, and we look forward to telling you more about the things that we're doing in upcoming podcasts.
Absolutely. Appreciate you listening.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Have yourself a great day, and you can always learn more at submarineway.com.